Please welcome to the program, Shai Davidi. Hi, Shai. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Thanks for doing this. Listen, before we get to the series, interesting story has come out, and I believe you've got a piece coming up, or it's already up, on the story with Edwin Encarnacion. What can you tell us?
His agent has released a statement to Sportsnet saying that the claim against him reported by TMZ yesterday is frivolous, with the intent to fight it, that the suggestion is that he may actually file a counterclaim against the complainant. And so it's the first word we've heard from anybody, either from the team or from Edwin Encarnacion's camp, about this incident. And the statement goes on to say that this is a clear attempt to try to extort some money from Encarnacion, and that he won't be commenting further on the matter.
Yeah, for those of you that are sort of in the dark, he was apparently sued yesterday for $11.5 million by a woman who claims he gave her some STDs during a February tryst in the Dominican Republic. The report from TMZ obviously is TMZ. And let me remind people, too, that don't always believe what you read. You know, I want to take you back to the Patrick Kane thing. You know, this is before you pass judgment and before anybody gets crazy and before people start laughing. These are human beings. This is a life. This is, it is what it is. And obviously a lot of these, if you've got money and if you're a star athlete, sometimes you're a target, sometimes you're not. And sometimes there's truth. We don't know. But bottom line is these are alleged and everybody's innocent to this point. So his agent has released his statement. Have the Jays said anything yet?
No, the Jays haven't said anything yet, and I'm not sure what they will say. My guess is that we may hear them say something like they're aware of the existence of a lawsuit, but they can't talk about legal proceedings, which would be kind of par for the course, as generally happens in these things. But I think the one thing we do know is that this essentially confirms that there is some sort of lawsuit in existence, and clearly that the Encarnacion camp has plans to fight it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously, not coming at a great time. The guy has played maybe some of his best baseball ever, and good for him for keeping it, to the process that normally this process takes. Do you think it'll serve as a distraction, or do you think this is just one of those things? Because there's a difference between us talking about baseball and us talking about someone's personal life, and this is obviously his personal life.
Right, and the allegations are, as you mentioned, of a deeply personal nature, and it is not an ideal time. But we've seen Edwin Encarnacion be able to compartmentalize his free agency and the looming free agency, and disappointment that an extension wasn't done in spring training, and turn that into a productive year. And this will be a challenge, but I'm assuming that he'll have to figure out a way to do that as well. So will it turn into a distraction? I don't know. It'll all fully depend on how he's able to handle it and how it plays out from here. If it ends up in court, we don't have details on where the lawsuit is, what the court is. We don't know the exact jurisdiction and all the other elements that are at play. But all those things may factor in. But if there aren't any court dates in the immediate future, then it may be easier to compartmentalize as opposed to there are some court appearances that have to happen and things of that nature.
Appreciate you doing this, Shai. Go to sportsnet.ca for your piece on this issue. Obviously, good to get in front of it. But thanks for taking time. I know you're very busy this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.